With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You know, Courtney and I are always on a health journey. We're always trying to lose weight. And we recently started Noom, and it is a personalized plan that meets individual needs. They take into account medical issues. They take into account dietary restrictions. They take into account the psychology behind losing weight and the biology, meeting you where you're at. So they have an app, and you can go onto the Noom app and you can share, like, they have coaching, they have recipe ideas, you input your food, but it really helps me stop mindlessly eating. So it is very sustainable, and it is not a restrictive weight loss program. Because, you know, I like my chocolate. I love my popcorn. I like my wine. And guess what? With Noom, they take that into account. We're not going to be like never having to treat again, right? I love that it is psychology and biology based. So Noom uses psychology. That's why they say losing weight starts with your brain. But it also takes into account, you know, the biological factors, which also affect weight loss. And the program helps you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have cravings. I am such a craving girl. To date, Noom has helped more than 5.2 million people lose weight. And the program's totally flexible. Noom's flexible program is focused on progress instead of perfection, which is that's what I need, because sometimes you have a couple setbacks and that's okay. It's not about perfection. It's about creating healthy habits. And Noom's approach is grounded in science. They've published more than 30 peer-reviewed scientific articles describing their methods and effectiveness. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. You can sign up for a trial today at Noom.com and check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living, available to buy now wherever books are sold. So guys, check out Noom.com today.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. This is Mary from the Bay.
And it's Courtney from LA. And you are giving me some Shannon Storms Bador sex voice right now.
Oh, I got a little bit of a sexy, raspy voice for this Real Housewives of New Jersey season 12?
12, 13, 14. I don't know. 12?
Yeah, 12. You're right.
Nice. I knew that because I listened to Radio Andy and Teresa was on.
What did they have to say this week, Mary?
Obviously, no. It was very good.
No, she said she was going to Aspen. What else did she say? Nothing too exciting.
Oh, boring.
Kenan Thompson was on also.
Love Kenan.
This week.
From the days of All That and Good Burger.
All that. He hasn't aged since All That either.
No, I just remember saying, welcome to Good Burger, home with a Good Burger. Can I take, your order?
Okay, let's just like dive in. So we're doing, you know, it's a premiere episode. We're just doing an episode just for this because, listen, we love our premieres. We love
this
them.
This is one episode worthy of a total breakdown.
Do you feel like right now, like Bravo, it feels like really bringing it?
I completely agree.
We're getting a lot of good stuff right now.
they didn't even need the taglines because so much happened in this first episode.
Okay. So they give this a kind of preview of what's to come, right? So obviously, you know, we know what's to come, but did you notice that they used this like slowed down version of Cruel Summer? It's a cruel, cruel summer.
Do they have the rights? You know, Bravo has the absolute worst music because they don't want to pay for it.
Right. Well, so that's why I was like so thrown off, because it was a remake. It wasn't obviously like the person who originally sang it, you know, but it was like, is this the first time, Mary, it's so funny you say that, 'cause I'm like, is this the first time they've used like a legitimate song in Housewives? I feel like maybe not, but I was like, Cruel Summer. What?
I guess I didn't realize what song it was, but I kind of knew the song, but I didn't realize I knew the song.
Yeah. No, that's why it started and I was like, oh, okay. And then I'm like, wait, this is Cruel Summer. Very interesting. And it's really all about the summer in Jersey, you know, a lot of taking on this summer. Oh, I want summer to end. Oh, here we are. You know what happens in summer? You go big, like all these things about summer.
I think summer is a great time to film because people, you know, their kids can be around, no schedules. It just seems like more people are willing to go out and do things.
That's for you. You're a teacher. You have summers off. The rest of us just still have to deal with summer.
No, but your kids are around.
Right.
I don't know. More people, I think there's more flexibility in your work.
I agree.
Like,
I think
a lot of people are in and out of town. Mm-hmm. Summer's a little bit, you know,
there's an entire show based on summer. Did you know that? It's called Summer House.
I've seen it.
Yeah.
I've seen it a couple times.
That's pretty great. Okay. So let's just like dive in. So
it felt like we hadn't seen them in a very long time.
I haven't seen them in a very long time.
This feels way longer than a year. And little Joey Gorga grew up so much. He wanted to have his sexy hair. He looks adorable.
Antonia, tell little Joey G that his hair looks sexy. Push back.
It was cute.
So then we go over to Teresa's house and, you know, she's like, let's go have our sandwiches in the rain.
She's like, come on, girls, let's eat outside. They're like, Mom, it's pouring rain. Why are we eating out here? She's like, it's a nice day.
The girls are so old. I mean, not that it's about looks, but they're just all stunning girls. And I really do love all their relationships together. Like Teresa.
Did Gia not go to college?
We're in last summer. So she might've been doing college from home.
Yeah. I think you're right.
Okay. She's at Rutgers.
Right. I think though. Yeah. It seems like all four of the girls were home and oh God.
Well, it's also summer, Teresa, you know, Teresa, summer in the city.
Teresa cannot wait for the school year to end. She's sick of making lunches. She's sick of getting everyone up for their Zoom phone calls or taking them to the bus. Buses always amaze me.
Did you ever take the bus?
No, they don't. There was not even a bus offered. I think it's different in California. I think you need the buses on the East Coast because of weather.
Yeah. Like my sisters went in Utah. They took the buses to school.
Yeah. No. Well, I walked.
I'd walk and ride my bike.
Yeah. I really feel like you learn a lot on the bus though.
I do feel like I missed out not getting on the bus because, you know, we take the bus to like tournaments or games or like when we were playing other schools and stuff. And those were great times. I didn't get that morning commute.
No. And then also, I mean, how crazy is it? God bless the bus drivers. There is no supervision on the bus. It's just that one driver supervising 50 kids.
Yeah. Bless. Your school now does not have buses. The school you work at.
No.
No,
I think it's kind of like a California thing. Maybe I'm really generalizing.
I mean, no, but because the school I live next door to definitely has buses.
Oh,
so it is a generalization. We just didn't have them personally. Maybe it's now a more recent thing too. You know what? We don't need to worry about the bus schedule.
I literally remember Teresa. I remember seeing the girls get on the bus and they had to like go up the long driveway to get the bus. That's why I'm talking about this.
No, I know, but I'm saying we don't need to worry about the bus because what we should worry about is that Teresa and the fam are all moving in with Louie.
Blending the two families. The girls are kind of nervous. It's been 6 years since they've lived with men.
Teresa's not going to be able to lay out naked in her backyard anymore. She'll have to cover up. I'm like, I'm kind of like
two pineapples to cover up her puss.
We'll get into the pineapple of it at all, but yeah. Wow. But, you know, they like him. She thinks he's her soulmate.
And Gia is like, Mom, you haven't even been dating a year. She's
next month, Gia.
Hesitant.
Uh-huh. So we're still going to find out new things about him. Like Gia is a wise, she's wise beyond her years.
She really is.
Truly.
But Gia is still pissed at Uncle Joe because of just the whole, the whole talking shit about Joe Giudice.
And it's like Joe Gorga is like, he's so ridiculous when he's like, yeah, your father is the best. I agree. Like he's like, you know, doing that like passive aggressive, like, oh, he's the best man. I'm the piece of shit. Like, blah, blah, blah. You know, and it's like there, regardless of what he did, that's still their father.
I know. I just, this is so, it's so complicated because obviously Joe Gorga is like, this man literally put my sister in jail. Mm-hmm. Oh, she even said that on Andy Cohen's show this week. She said she basically signed two documents and that put her away, and she's okay with now calling it jail. She can say she went to jail. She knew it was a trigger for her before, and Andy knew it was too, but she can say it now, and that the past is the past.
Mm-hmm. And it's like okay, Joe, yes, you're probably like not wrong in a lot of things, right? Like he was bad, but like, and you don't expect when they're all saying all this stuff is happening, like these girls were young and you're not really thinking, like, I think because when we did our deep dive of as soon as the Gorgas were presented on camera, we're like, they were made for reality TV. They were ready for their spotlight.
They truly were.
That they probably forget that the cameras are there. And these like conversations are real conversations. Like,
especially when
fights at the shore house where it's like kids aren't present, but there are cameras. And if anybody watches those shows, like the show, like any of the kids watch it, they're going to see their uncle bad mouthing their father. Like
Teresa, that's what they're upset about. They're upset about the charcuterie board being thrown everywhere.
I don't remember any meats on it. Just a lot of cheese.
Just a lot of like
a lot of cubed cheese.
Yes. Like a cheddar cubed cheese. Don't put that on my charcut. I want the good stuff.
Were there toothpicks to go with it?
I want Mount Tam Creamery.
Okay.
I want
a nice brie.
Like a triple cream brie, sure.
Who are you?
Dorinda
at the cheese shop? Oh,
Drunken Goat cheese. That is an amazing cheese. Drunken Goat. Have you ever had that one?
I have no idea. I don't write down my cheeses.
Oh, it's so important. It's so important. You need to have, at this point in your life, you got to have good cheeses and good wines. Okay. We could be halfway done. We don't know.
I mean, it's not, you know, because I'm like,
it's worth the good cheese and wine,
but it's not because I'm avoiding it.
Okay.
I'm just like, I don't know.
No, but you need to be knowledgeable about your cheeses.
But if you're building a charcuterie board though, it's also important about the amount of money you're spending. So like, I do like to go to a Costco because they have like these cheese, like not slices, but I guess they're slices. Like they're like square cheese that really can fill a charcuterie.
Oh, okay.
And then I go in on the meats, right? You got your little prosciutto, salam, you know, you do it all, mm-hmm. you roll it up and then you add some like almond. You got to have like a lot on that, but those boards can get very expensive very fast if you're doing your drunken goat, you know? So it depends on how much I actually like the people who are coming over too.
Okay.
To be honest.
Yeah, sure.
Where does one buy a drunken goat? Trader Joe's also has a great selection for cheeses. Just throwing that.
They do. But yeah, drunken goat, you can get it at Whole Foods.
Okay. So we're still going to the bougie markets for you. Okay, great.
Just went to Whole Foods. Whole Foods isn't even expensive anymore, to be honest, because Amazon owns it.
It's still pretty expensive.
Like now their bananas and eggs and milk are not really.
Oh, okay. So three items you can purchase at Whole Foods for regular price. Now, if you want the kombucha, it's going to cost you $12.99 a bottle. But no, other than that.
Kombucha is expensive everywhere. They're $3.99. I should be on the Price is Right.
Are you on supermarket sweep right now?
Okay. Moving forward. Now we're back with Dolores. Dolores is driving a black Jeep, what car did David give her? It was not a black Jeep. They're already broken up, but they're pretending like they're not.
You guys, I have to be honest. I cannot remember a lot of the previous season.
No,
there's only literally so much David Bravo didn't knowledge get, in my head.
David didn't get her a ring. He got her a car. Remember last season?
Yes.
Yes. That it wasn't a black Jeep.
Well, I will say though, I couldn't even tell what she was driving. Cause I'm like, she got out of that car and the little crop top and those sweatpants shorts. And I was like, Dolores, give me that doctor's phone number.
I know. She looks fantastic.
Fantastic. Gabby and Frankie, they're living at home. There's no doors, no doorknobs. They're peeing with the doors open. I'm like, Jax would love this.
Okay. So the thing is right now, Dolores is like, well, my house has been taking 9 months. Frank has done such a shitty job. He's totally abandoned us. He has got this new hussy girlfriend that lives in Texas and she doesn't need a life preserver if she falls off the boat because she's got the big tatas.
Mm-hmm. I was hoping for a picture. I wanted to see what she looked
sure
like.
I'm sure we can find her. Do you think
sure.
Still together?
No.
Okay.
I feel like, but Frank, wait. I feel like Frank Sr., his tagline is, and it was one of them, the woman from the DC show, DC Housewives, but like, I'm here for a good time, not a long time.
True. But wait. Okay. So Frankie was living with David.
Mm-hmm.
Now he works for Louis.
Right. And this, I think at this point that Dolores and David are already broken up. She keeps on being like, people are like, well, who are you bringing to the pool party? Like, which guy? And she's like, well, David's always working. And now Frank has this new girl. Do you think she's sad about the new girl?
Yes, a little bit. Not because of that. I think, but it's like, no, Frank, like, you're still like my partner on this show.
Right.
Like, you need to be here for these events because everyone's bringing their plus one and you are the plus one. Like, you go to the Real House Husbands event.
This is an ensemble cast.
Yeah.
And I love them. They're like,
and I'm not, and we're not ensembling. Week. Okay.
Right. We're practicing all week for the show.
Mm-hmm. But he's not installing doorknobs.
I feel like there was a lot of fourth walls broken.
Okay.
In the fact that like they're promoting the men's show and
we're talking about this video that was like, I totally agree because when they showed, I know we'll get there, but, are we moving on to that now?
Yeah, okay. We can talk about this.
So there's this video and I believe it was at Bravo and Cocktails that posted it. And it's like this men's retreat where Louis is like apologizing to whoever he's dating at the time, which is, I assume is an ex-wife, ex-girlfriend, whatever. And it's like, it's creepy. And there's literally a bunch of men in the background. Mary sent me this video. I was like, what the fuck? No, you guys. Okay. I'm going to do some crossover over here. Okay. Joe Anglim from Survivor. And if you guys know who I'm talking about, we're talking about Hot Joe from Survivor. He's like into these weird kind of things now too. And so I saw it on Instagram from him. Like, it's like, you guys, it's weird. It's weird.
It's definitely like they're on a men's retreat. None of them are wearing
I thought they were all shirts. In bathing suits. Everyone keeps saying they're naked.
I think they were for sure in bathing suits. They're on a beach. It's a retreat. I feel like they like probably like all shave their heads together.
They all or like jerk maybe each other off. For fun.
They're really scruffy. No. I'm it's kidding. Like definitely kind of like a boot camp to better your life. And they're like going at each other. They're like, Louis, what are you going to do when you get back? What are you going to do? What you keep saying you're sorry, but what are you really going to do?
Do you not find this video weird?
So I watched the video. I watched the video after the episode and I was like, yeah, I mean, this is pretty cringy. It's a little bit red flag, but it didn't give it justice. Like I watched and I was like, all right. I mean, I'm not doing it, Dame Louie, but, and he basically says at the end of the video that he's going to propose to the woman if she wants it.
Yeah. Like he's asking for consent for a proposal, which is great. Great. You guys, I can't.
Do people do that?
Only for Sheena Shea.
Okay.
Because she has to know it all, you know. Here's the thing. What's wrong? Is he cross-eyed? It's not anything wrong. There's something about Louis's face that really I can't figure out.
He got Botox.
He has lashes.
He did.
That was actually made me kind of laugh. I was like, here's the thing. Do I know if he's a good guy? I don't feel like he is. It feels very red flaggy to me. But if I'm Teresa, I feel this guy loves me. He is love bombing the shit out of her. I mean, yes. Remember Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip, right? He gave her a letter for every day she'd be gone.
I think he's a master manipulator.
I think he reads up on love languages, and Teresa's love language, she likes gifts.
I wonder if his two sons would live with him full time.
It sounded like one was at college and one lives full time with him. So maybe like a Gia where.
And I want to say the son might be autistic.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I think yeah, so. Teresa told us that.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just, you know, it seems like he's just moving this train fast.
And I'd love to know, do they buy this house 50-50? And also the good funny question. Thing is that Melissa and Joe moved out of the neighborhood. Literally Louie and Tree bought a house as soon as they left.
Like right next door to their old one.
Yes.
Kind of funny. But here's but I'd like I to find know this the funny though. This. I find this funny though. Joe and Melissa, I feel very much their life on this show revolves around what Teresa's doing. Like there's always like,
go ahead. This episode, like Joe Gorga is really at his end. Like he is tired of fighting with Teresa. Like you can see it on his face, his body. When he's talking to her out by the pool and he's like at the end of the conversation, he's like, I'm just not going to go. Like, you know, they're mad at me. Louis's mad at me. He's upset with what I said in Atlantic City when somebody was asking me about the video. And I just said, I never miss my brother-in-law so much. I tried to laugh it off, like make it not a big deal. Like
they're like, you gave him an out. I was like, you could have also just said nothing. But come on, guys. Joe's a comedian now.
That's so bad.
He's a comedian. He's like really into his improv of yes and. You know, that's
I can't imagine him being able to like hold the lines in his head.
Yeah. Well, I feel it seems like a lot of his act is about fucking things.
Oh, okay.
You know, if you saw, he's like, you ever see a dog who's just like, and it's like, and even Melissa's like, oh God.
Would you go? If it was in LA, would you go?
How much is it going to cost me?
I'd say $40.
Done. I'll be there.
Yeah.
I love a train wreck. Okay. So, you know, everybody's talking about this video, right? We go over to Marge and Joe's house and Jackie comes over and it's interesting because it's like, I just love to, and I know I'm going over talking more, but they're like, Jen is trying to ruin all of our friendships. I'm like, I don't think Jen lied. I'm still on the train that Jen did not lie. And you guys all said these things about each other, but now you need to have a united front. So now we're all BFFs. Let's talk about what is Jackie's shoulder tattoo? It's quotes with three dots in the middle.
Oh,
did you see that on her back of her right shoulder?
Yeah, I did notice it.
What is it? It might not be three dots. I'm trying to figure out what's in the quotes. It could be symbols. Maybe it's Hebrew.
I was thinking a Hebrew thing.
Maybe I couldn't. I never noticed it until this episode.
You know, we just keep on peeling back the layers of this lawyer.
I also have to say, okay, I'm not crazy about Marge's taste. I think it's a little too eclectic for me, but I really love the teal couch.
It's very like Isaac
Mizrahi.
Yes.
It, and like a little Lily Pulitzer.
No, not Lily. Oh,
it's not like Lily. A lot of patterns.
There's a lot going on.
Yeah.
It's fun. I couldn't live in it. It's fun. I'd like to go to a party there.
Yeah. I agree. Like, I mean, because remember we got like some
I'm happy it's done.
Agree. But it's like, they're just, I feel like there's all these things like, you know, we still got the iced coffee and the wine glasses. Joe now has to be the new Marlene because she's not there right now. You know, Jackie comes over for her Pellegrino. I will say I did laugh when they said that Jen is smoke and mirrors and foggy diamonds.
It's like at that moment you knew Marge was going to take her down.
Oh, Marge is like, thank you. We're doing this. But you're right with the fourth wall breaking, right? They're talking about these Instagram posts. They're talking about the reunion. Like they never really bring those kind of things up. And now this season, they're like, no, we can't not address all of this stuff.
I appreciated it. I also think they should have played the Louis video.
Yeah. Why didn't
guys just go on Reddit?
Yeah. Is that where it was? Oh, that's what you sent me. Oh, okay. Yes.
And then we meet. So Tracy Johnson was supposed to be a housewife, but now is being relegated to a friend of, it seems. So Tracy and Tiki Barber.
So hot.
He's so hot.
So Tiki.
Hot. Tiki.
You can be in our March Madness.
Mm-hmm. Yes. He is eligible. Not for us, but in general for March Madness. So they go out with the Gorgas. I thought her outfit choice was interesting.
Who, Melissa?
No, Tracy's. She was wearing like a leather skirt and a top. It just felt very like, I was like, God, I'm used to like all these like labels now whenever we watch these housewife shows. I was like, she's too normal.
New Jersey and OC are the equivalent fashion to me.
Boom, you're right.
Yeah.
And Jen Aiden's fashion.
You guys, Jen Aiden. I'm glad
she's funny.
I feel so bad for her. Like, she literally went to Turkey to get surgery, even though her husband's
very Darcy plastic- and Stacy of her.
No, but this is, it's actually pretty wild. Like, her husband's a plastic surgeon. Mm-hmm. She claims he wouldn't do anything more because she was the worst patient ever. Then you still don't get plastic surgery in America. That is really weird.
So Darcy and Stacy, you know, of 90 Day fame,
yeah,
they go to Turkey. I'm not kidding. Every other month to get something done. It's much cheaper. And I don't think that they have as many regulations of what they're like willing or not willing to do.
And Jennifer's walking around with the bandage on her face because she doesn't want the camera to actually see what happened to her nose because...
Wait, I love this though, because I feel like even like Dr. Bill was like, so how long were you keeping this bandage on for? And she's like, he told me to keep it on as long. He's like, we're like 5 weeks in. And she's like, well, what do you do? He's like, I put a splint there and say good luck. Like, what's going on here? Maybe she'd seen early episodes of Vanderpump Rules with Raquel's nose, was worried. So she left the bandage on.
Could be, but I think she's just embarrassed by it and doesn't like it. So she's trying to hide it.
You don't think she likes her nose?
I'm positive. It's the chin looks good.
Yeah.
It's just
the nose like maybe is still like a little putty, swollen. Putty. A little swollen.
Still. I felt bad for her. I feel like she was so embarrassed at the party. We'll get there.
Yeah. Let's just go. I want to go back to that dinner. Tiki. Because I feel that we got a lot more of Joe's side here, you know,
okay. Tell us.
And it just, I think like listening to him, but like talk about it. And then I love just when like Tiki's like, it's not like they're committed or anything. So like, it'll blow over whatever. And they're like, so they just bought a house together. He's like, never mind. Like, I feel like Tiki's like, I'm going to like dip my toe in. And he's like, no, I can't do it. I'm not going to remember any of this shit. But I'm here for my wife to get on there. And, you know, they had their own drama. You can't believe everything you read because he was separated and then they got together, but she was also pregnant and the ex-wife was pregnant, but then they got married. It's like, you can't read. Like, it was all innocent.
I feel bad for Joe because he's like, you know, at one point, Joe Giudice made her happy too. Like, she's blinded by his love. I really liked him at first, but there's a lot of red flags. And if you say anything to Teresa about it, she'll just act like she doesn't know what's going on and say he's so nice.
Yeah. Like what do you think? Do you think that Teresa's thinking like that this relationship has to work?
Like a Tom and Lou, like I'm going through with the wedding no matter what.
Yes. But seriously though, I would think it'd be very hard to be on these shows and dating and then like, even or like anybody who's like famous, you know, is like dating and then having like your relationship like out there in the public. And then you could be like a Kyle and Amanda who like we're getting all the details, or you could be like a Teresa where it's like this shit's not coming up on camera. Everything's butterfly and rainbows.
I mean, they've only bought a house together and that's a contract that can be broken, you know?
Okay.
So okay. I'm hoping.
Have they moved into the house yet in real time?
I think so. And I'm also really hoping that she waits till the end of the season to do her wedding planning, just in case.
Just in case. Yeah. So just feel like now that it starts to air, things are going to be happening.
There's a lot of, they're in Aspen currently okay. Because they probably can't watch it together or okay. Like at all.
Yeah. So let's take a quick break and then let's come back to the conversation with Jen and Dr. Bill.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Okay. Probably the funniest part of your drawers is your underwear section. Like, there's no rhyme or reason. It is the wild, wild west of wardrobes. You have Christmas undies. You have got some birthday undies. You have five different brands. You have ones with holes in them. You got your period ones. You guys, you got to throw them all out because now I started wearing me undies. These are buttery soft, built for comfort. My other pairs all have to go because me undies is all I reach for. They have styles for everyone. They have classics like all black. They have fun. I got these little shamrock runs. They have super fun expressive prints and they look good on everyone. They have sizes from extra small to 4XL and guaranteed a flattering cut for everybody. And it's not just underwear with MeUndies. They have a lounge collection, super comfy joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. And they have this Move Me activewear collection, and it is the softest activewear on the market. Also, all their stuff is sustainably sourced materials, and they work with partners that take care of their workers. If you're not happy with your first pair of undies, it's on MeUndies. Guys, you can get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/TJG. That's MeUndies.com/TJG for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, their comfort from the outside in. I used to be one of those people who thought they didn't have time to prioritize wellness, but recently I came across Alo Moves and now my whole mindset has changed. This app makes it super easy to keep my wellness routine on track because they have everything in one place. There's yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, self-care tips, healthy recipes, and so much more. If you're a beginner or advanced, Alo Moves has the flow or class that will fit your schedule. Their classes range from 5 minutes to an hour, depending what I'm feeling that day. If you're trying to get in a good sweat, they have award-winning workout classes like sweat-inducing yoga flows, HIIT classes, or reformer Pilates with or without weights. And if you need a little bit of stress relief, try their meditations. They have affirmations, face yoga, dry brushing, journaling for those quiet moments. And you know what's just as important as fitness and nutrition? That's sleep. Ever since I watched The Art of Sleep on Alo Moves, I've been falling asleep faster and staying asleep longer. I've been going to bed at 9 o'clock and sleeping till 6 a.m., getting like the perfect 9 hours. I'm obsessed. I really recommend The Art of Sleeping on Alo Moves. Unlock your personal wellness routine with Alo Moves. Go to alomoves.com now and use code TJG for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership. That's alomoves.com, code TJG, alomoves.com, code TJG.
Courtney and I both have Pelotons. It is always there for me. You know what I mean? Like, after a long day of work, that's the last thing I want to do, jump on the bike. But I muster up the energy and I literally will be like, okay, I'm just going to do a 10-minute class. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I'm here. I feel good. This is making me feel better. Then I'll do an additional 10-minute class. Then I'll throw on another like weights one. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of workouts. I also fall in love with my instructors. I'm obsessed with Cody Rigsby. He makes me laugh. He like talks about ranch dressing, all his TV shows. He's a housewife person. Obsessed with Tunde. I want her arm. She's super inspiring. But I also love that I can be like, all right, you know what? I feel like listening to Mamma Mia. So I can do a Mamma Mia ride or a Taylor Swift ride or a Beyonce. Also, you don't have to just do rides. They have meditations. They have a walking people. And honestly, it gets your heart rate up. I know Courtney has done the marathon stuff. She's a big runner. You know, they have so many classes, 5 minutes up to an hour. I mean, so many genres, hits. I can't talk enough about the Peloton. Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or Bike Plus. You can do a rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms do apply. Join the Peloton journey with us.
You know what I don't miss at all? The vicious week before your period, when I felt like I was going to crawl out of my own skin. I was so irritable. My skin was constantly getting acne around the chin. My cravings were insane. I could have eaten my own hand if it was rolled in batter and deep fried. Don't get me started with the chocolate. But now it's easier to manage PMS with Estro Control. The way Estro Control works is it eases PMS in a really interesting way. So the ingredients help support the liver, and that's where our hormones get processed, especially estrogen. So when the estrogen isn't processed well in the liver, women start having PMS, spots on the skin, they get cravings, and feel low all of a sudden. You guys need to check out Estro Control. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire order at happymammoth.com. Just use code JUDGY at checkout. That's HAPPYMAMMOTH.com. Code JUDGY for 15% off your entire first order. You don't want to have to deal with PMS.
And we're back. So, you know, when Jennifer went to Turkey, her mom was in Turkey. She made amends with her mom. They're in a good place. Gabby and Olivia couldn't be more thrilled, like so happy that mom's getting along.
They keep flashing to the dad too. And I'm like, we're going to get more of this. Cause as we know, like they had a rough time. So they're clearly still living apart. And
it sounds like she's in Turkey.
Yeah. But it just seemed like they kept flashing back to that. I'm like, is he going to say something? Is he going to say something? Also, this meal looked delicious and I wanted it.
And like, but Jennifer's just talking to Bill and she's like, oh, nobody likes me. Like,
she seems like in a down place.
It's seriously sad. She's like, she basically, what happened was she graduated junior year. And then like that summer, no one talked to her and she had to go back for senior year. And she was worried that first day in the hall and the first day in the hall.
Did she say this?
No.
Oh, I was like, what? This is like the compare. I'm like, when did I miss this?
And the first day of the hall is Teresa's summer sexy party. And she doesn't want to be falling down drunk on the pavement, puking in Bill's Maserati. She's got to be on her best behavior, showing her nose like she likes it.
Wearing long sleeves to the pool party. I'm just like, this is not a pool party outfit.
Oh, and Melissa's was a miss for sexy summer.
What?
I was surprised.
Not that there's any, I love a Target. It felt a very Target, like a new day, you know, that brand at Target.
Yes,
like
yes.
It's a new day out. Like, what is she?
She's covering up her hot bod. Show it off, baby.
Yeah, we're at a
pineapples. Where's the pineapple?
We're at a sexy party. Okay. Okay. But it just feels very much like Jenna's just, she's unhappy because as is revealed at the end, right? There was an affair. So she probably feels shitty about the marriage, right?
So she like, don't do you like think her. She just knew this was going to come up.
Yes.
Okay.
But it's also like kind of iconic. We'll get there. We'll get there. But I just feel like there's
the flashbacks of her going in on Marge for being a cheater. Mm-hmm. It all makes sense now.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So we'll go to,
so this is her third season, Jennifer.
I think it's her fourth.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Because when they did a flashback, Danielle Staub was there. And I feel like that was like a season 9, like where the Bimini Fall comes from, of Joe Gorga drunk for Fall Down Friday.
The most iconic fall of all time.
I got to figure out. You keep talking. I'm going to look up how long she's been on here.
Okay. So, well, but before the party, we do get this glimpse of Joe Gorga on the phone in the backyard. And, mm-hmm. you know, basically like Teresa's like, hey, Louie's pissed. You know what you said at the Atlantic show, you know, mm-hmm. and Joe's like, I'm just so fed up. Like, I'm going to just stay away. I'm not going to go to the pool party. You know, I'm always the bad guy. The good guy always ends up last. And you could tell they both felt really raw and defeated. Like, I feel like Melissa was like, yeah, I can like understand why we shouldn't go to the party. It's just going to be too much drama. Like, you haven't seen Gia, just a lot. Okay, we got to the party. Pineapple, pineapple, pineapple. It's like we get it. Teresa's so pissed.
Is she a swinger?
Pineapples.
Is she a swinger?
That's the thing.
Like, I'm like, why are we like emphasizing pineapple so much?
I don't know.
It's a lot of pineapple.
It's like her signature now.
It's like her like Fabellini.
Yes.
It's like it's her equivalent of like the pineapple and tequila is like the equivalent of a hot toddy for Beverly Hills.
Yes.
She's going to be ordering it all the time.
Tequila and pineapple.
Well, because remember she talked about it the other season too. She's like, I heard that it makes you taste good.
Right.
Like, we get it. Pineapple.
Okay. Right. So at the party, we have the pool guy. Did you catch a glimpse of him in the background?
Oh, I saw Tony.
Yeah. Tony was there.
And Tony was looking good in his glasses.
I don't like him when he wears glasses.
Yeah. Too smart.
Yeah. Dolores goes with nobody.
I love that Dolores shows up, straight up just goes to the bar and says, I'd like a shot.
I know.
He's like, what?
Very unlike Dolores. She doesn't typically drink.
And she did two shots in a row.
Yes.
She did two shots. And then, because she was drinking, right, she was drinking like a Diet Coke or something later. But
it must have been like a shooter, like a light drink.
I mean, it was shots. It was a jalapeno pineapple shot, which also sounds delish.
It does sound delish.
Yeah.
So then Dolores like asks Teresa kind of like about the video that from the Atlantic show. Dolores is like, well, I'm going to talk to Teresa, you know, about what her brother said.
But also Teresa already knows this.
No, that's why now we officially know what Teresa's like when she lies, which is she plays dumb.
Yeah.
And like, and we can literally, it crossed my mind. Like, I'm like, she's done this so many times. Like,
yeah. Dolores tells her, like, you know, he said, oh, I've never missed my brother in love. And Teresa's like, oh, I like that. And then I'm like, is she that? Like, at first I go, God, Teresa's just so dumb. She's just so dumb. She's not connecting it. And then, yes.
No, it's like she's smarter than all of us. She just acts dumb.
She's been tricking us for years.
She's like, oh, yeah. That's nice. All right. Do you want more pineapple?
She's like shutting everyone up by stuffing their faces with pineapple pieces. Mm-hmm. Like, and then I also just like love, it's like the dynamic is like so funny to me though, because like Jackie is like, Evan's like, should I wear a shirt? And she said, well, it is a sexy pool party. He's like, okay, but I will wear a shirt. And then Jackie's like, well, a year ago, Evan's arms, if they were around Teresa, would be wringing her neck. I'm like, no, they wouldn't. He literally didn't care. He didn't care about the rumor that your friend Marge started.
Right.
But, you know, and then she's like, it's better with Teresa. It's better to be friends with Teresa than to be enemies. Because the whole show revolves around her. Right. So you need to be on the show so you don't get fired.
Exactly. And then, okay, it was kind of strange that Louis was a co-host, but he did not do his co-host duties. He was one of the last guests to arrive, like a big entrance.
Did not want to arrive because that video was out there. And he was like, I'm not putting this on camera.
He looks so red. He looks super nervous. He goes straight for water. Like he wants to be clear-headed, not get hot-headed on the drinks. Mm-hmm. And he's just acting like, oh, hey, Joe. How you doing? Like acting like nothing happened. They're all just pretending like everything's fine. This video has not been out there. It's cool. Like, it's really uncomfortable. It's very uncomfortable.
I'm enjoying it though.
Okay. Then, you know, Marge is like saying, I really think that he needs to address the video.
Marge needs to work. Something that Marge and Jackie have in common is this bad hair.
Oh, I loved Marge's hair.
I love the idea of it, but I'm like, I can literally tell right here. Like I can see where all the extensions are.
Oh, I loved it. I thought it was really fun.
Okay. I love the fake fishtail. I thought that was like cute, but it was sexy for the pool party. It was a sexy hairstyle.
Right.
But I don't know. For me, it didn't work for me on her.
Oh, I liked it.
Okay.
So Marge is like, I really think like Teresa Louis this, needs to address the video. And it's like, this is like, I think this is kind of crazy. And Teresa's like, he's an amazing man. Like I'm living in the present and for the future. That was in his past. You know, you're at my house. Please respect me. And Marge is like, yes, that's true. Okay. You know, people are just, we're concerned. We're looking out for you. And
Teresa's like, you're not going to make this a storyline.
Like she's just setting it down. Like we're going to have fun at this party. Stop talking about my man.
Do you think he needs to address it?
No,
I agree.
I think you could skate by.
Well, I just think he needs to address it with Teresa with Teresa, but now right. do I want it on but, camera? Of course I do.
Right. But what are you going to go has, like ding, ding, ding at the party? Hey guys, I just want to check in. I know y'all saw the video.
No. What if he's like, hold on. If everybody could come to the white wall here, I've got a projector and I'd love to play you something. And then he like, it's like Danielle,
each man in this video, yeah,
you know, when Danielle brings out the book and she's like, let's talk about this, you know, yeah. At the dinner and like, Louis like, hold on. Okay. So that guy, Mike, no, Mike's really nice. He's been with his wife for like 19 years. They have 3 kids. He's actually going to bring his oldest son to the retreat next summer. Great guys. Great guys. Loves his wife. Bob.
Yeah. Recovering alcoholic.
Yeah, Bob's recovering. He's had some issues. He has a few demons, but you know what? He recorded a video last summer too, and they're doing really well now.
Yeah.
He asked for consent for a proposal. She said yes. Let's talk about Chris. Chris. We are not sure how Chris got into the group, but he did pay the fee. So we let him come. he refused to do the video, but he did say that he'd come by my room at night. I'm still not sure what that means. It's like, what if he did, like, what would you do if you're like in the group? Would you just be like, thank you?
I don't know. The video to me wasn't, I had watched this entire New Jersey episode and then I was like, okay, I got to find this video. You got to find it.
Yeah.
And then I was like, it's not as bad as they made it sound. I'm like, he's just at this men's retreat and he's trying to like win back
their shirts off
his wife. Well, I don't know.
Okay. I got to say, the guys in the background are, the guys in the background is a little weird. One guy at one point towards the end of a video, I don't know if you noticed, but in the video, if you watch it's the top left side, he's literally trying not to crack. Cause that's probably Chris. He knows how ridiculous this whole thing is. He's like, wait, I thought we were playing golf for the weekend.
They just got deep into their retreat and wanted to change their lives girls back.
The video is fucking weird. Okay. Now let me tell you this too, because he sent this to his ex-wife, ex-girlfriend, whatever. Did all the men need to be there?
But because he went on the retreat to work on himself.
Right. Did the men need to be in the video? I'm asking. They could have been on the other side of the camera.
But he is a support. You know?
What if he
men
was
supporting
on,
men?
I was hoping that he was going to be sitting on their shoulders at one point. Like, we're going to get like a cheer crossover.
I just thought it was like, going to be like very creepy, like orgy.
Yeah, no, so just like it crazy was creepy. Stuff. It was very creepy. Okay. Sorry there wasn't an orgy.
I have a low threshold, I guess. Or high.
Maybe when you eat that drunken goat cheese, then you're like, videos aren't that
drunken goat.
Are you telling us that Michael sent you a similar video and that's why you don't think it's weird?
Not even close, but
you don't have you. Hey, we're all close friends here. No. Mary, I'm going to propose to you if you allow me. Oh my God. She's laughing.
I haven't got that video.
Are you sure?
Yet.
Wink. Oh God, show this episode to Michael and just say, hey, there's something in here I think you should see and
wait,
do.
Wait. So this weekend.
Yeah. Story time.
Michael rubbed my feet.
Again? Oh God, I don't want to know.
About- and I started laughing so hard. I was like, Michael, I told people on the podcast about.
You're breaking the fourth wall.
And then I was like, I mean, like, is this a weird thing? Like, and then I like was laughing so hard because I was like, because I never rub your feet. And I just thought,
what did he say? Did you rub his feet?
No, absolutely not. I never intend to either.
And did he say any? What did he say? Michael's too nice. He'd just be like, that's okay.
He was just like, oh, he's laughed.
Never leave him. Never. Never leave him. Okay. I'm serious. Okay. So then, yeah. So then Jen shows up, right? And here's the funny thing. Marge is like one of those where she's like, I want to be in the drama, but I don't want to be the drama. And so she's like, well, I'm going to go walk by her because I want to see the nose.
Right.
I want to see the nose. So they all like walk by her and they're like, she's like, hi, you're right. She's in senior year. And it's like, she was like one of the Heathers and now she's not right. But she's still like wanted to be their friend. And they're just like, and she's like, oh no. And she pulls Teresa aside. It was like sad. She pulled Teresa and Teresa's like, Jack, come here, Jack. Like calls Jackie over, which is smart because Jackie's the one that Jackie's the first one that'll open
let
up.
Let her
here.
Back in. Yeah.
Yeah. She's going to let her back in. And Jackie says, you know, I'm upset with you.
and Marge is one of my best friends, and you made up a story about us to put a wedge. And I don't think she made the story up. I think she just is.
Everything that Jennifer did horrible last season is biting her in the ass right now. She's hysterically crying. She's like so upset.
I didn't feel like she was hysterically crying. I feel like she's starting to tear up.
It's pretty embarrassing to be crying at a party.
I didn't. Sober. But I didn't feel like she was crying, like hysterically crying. I feel like she was just starting to tear up.
Okay.
Well, you said hysterically crying. Those are two different things.
Okay. She's crying. Jennifer is crying because she feels alone.
And then Jackie says, like, I don't want everybody to be ganging up on you. Like, I'll be a friend to you. And then Marge's like, I want to know what they're talking about. I'm going to go walk over there. And she's like,
Marge asserts.
And then Marge is, unlike Meredith Marks, Marge does not exude love and kindness.
No, but I think she's like, well, if
Marge has the upper hand, she's the numbers.
She was like, you know what? You called me a snake. You've shamed me for years saying I'm a cheater, had an affair with my husband. You know, Marge.
Also true facts though.
Right. And she's like, you know, Jennifer, you do this because you're unhappy. And Jennifer's like, I love my house. I love my husband.
Yeah. This
was, and she's like always with the money. She's like, it's not about the money. Like, you're not happy. And she's like, he lets me be the perfect wife.
And she's like, you're not being honest.
You're not being honest.
We all know.
Yeah. We all know.
She's like, you know, you attacked my mother and my husband. You think you're better than everyone else and bringing up those affairs, but you're not honest because your husband had an affair with the office manager and everybody knows. And without skipping a beat, Jen's like, it wasn't the office manager. She was a fucking pharmaceutical rep. You fucking idiot. Get your back straight. I was like, oh.
It was like, you know, it was literally like she knew. She was like, oh, it's coming. Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. And Marge is like, well, your husband had the affair.
I love to.
Not a fucking pharmaceutical. No, it's not. It wasn't the fucking office manager.
She was classy.
Rep. Get your fucking back straight.
She wasn't the manager of the office. She came in every so often to drop off drugs and then she'd fuck my husband. Okay. Okay.
So it sounds like that's why he had to move offices as well.
Well, yeah, that's what they said. That's why he had to move offices. She's like I was just like, and then too, at one point they like flashback to Joe and Joe, like watching the whole thing. And they're like, Marge could usually push her in the pool. Like your wife's in the pool.
What year do we think the affair was?
Recently.
Oh, like
I'd say within filming? Like the past two, like I would say while she was filming.
Oh,
not this season, but I think since she's been on the show. What do you think? I'm basing this off of absolutely nothing. I just found out they had an affair.
You
think it's older?
I was thinking like, yeah, like a long time ago. Oh, but maybe I kind of would like it if it was right.
The last 2 years. So I feel like she found out about something when she went after Marge so hard.
Remember Marge would always say like he was in the guest house.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah. So maybe there was rumblings of that before.
I wonder if she like signed on and started filming and then it like word got out Jennifer Aiden and then it came to light. So maybe it was old, but it's recently found out or something.
Yeah.
We need pictures of who the pharmaceutical rep is.
Yeah. Where are those? We found the Louis video. Where's the pharmaceutical rep?
Yeah, come on. Somebody who's really
good. We know Jersey's small. Get Franklin Lakes. Come on.
Represent Patterson, Franklin Lakes. Wherever Tenafly. We're in a lot of places in Jersey, you know. But I was like shook that I'm like, oh, because this is Jennifer is going to have a rough season.
I feel like this is the kind of season where you're like, genuinely concerned for their mental well-being.
But here's the
like
thing.
This is the real life show.
I feel though that Marge, Jackie, and Melissa are gonna think that they have everybody on their side. And again, you know, all these don't you feel like all these shows, the Fox Force 5, they're always like, oh, we're gonna go after one person and the viewers are always on the side of the like underdog. I'm like, I think we're all gonna be on Jen's side here. And
we're gonna feel bad for her.
Yeah. Cause she's gonna be vulnerable and she's gonna tell us the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be a tough season for her, but we're going to rally behind her.
Well, even Marge is like, you know, she doesn't even know she wants to stay with her husband anymore. I feel like Marge is actually going to come around. And even though she like,
no, I don't think she will.
I think Jackie's going to come around.
I think her and Jennifer could end on a good note.
I hope so. Maybe at the reunion. I think throughout this season, no. But I think because at one point, wasn't there the preview where Marge is kind of like, why are you friends with her? And Jackie's like, she needs a friend. So I'm being one. Marge is like a tough one. Like, I think if you cross Marge, it's like very much like Teresa. Like if you cross Marge or you cross Teresa, like you don't come back from that. It's an uphill battle in the snow, both ways, no shoes on.
I'm scared. Is Marge going to ice herself out?
She better. Well, cause remember that. So she didn't invite her to the Pride party. And so she's trying. And I felt like there was drama where they were saying basically like trying not to film with Jen. But again, that's not how ensemble shows work.
Don't ice people out.
We know. We all know that. Come on. When you are the one who's icing people out, that's when we turn.
Yeah.
You know?
Housewives 101.
Duh. And you know what? And then we'll turn the next week because that's what we do because we don't remember anything that happened 5 days ago.
We are flip-floppers.
I literally call myself a sandal. Oh. I tell my mom, I call her a sandal and I call myself. She's like, why a sandal? I'm like, because we flip-flop all the time on things.
Yeah.
I have an opinion today and it's going to be different tomorrow. So I'm a sandal.
Yeah. I like that.
Like a rocket dog sandal. I made it up.
Oh, yes. I love it. Let's bring this mainstream. Urban Dictionary.
Okay. Let's get sandals going. Yes. Not sandals, the all-inclusive club.
No, different kind.
Yeah. Different kind of sandal. Being a sandal.
What? I'm saying that from moving forward.
Honestly, and you could be a classy sandal. You could be like a rainbow flip-flop. You could be like a Teva.
No, I want to be a rocket dog.
Yeah, rocket dog for sure. Rocket white dog. Or black?
Black.
Oh, I love a white. Oh, I wore white rocket dogs to my prom.
That must have been comfortable though.
I wore heels for the photos, obviously. And then as soon as we got to dinner, I switched into my white rocket dogs.
A woman ahead of her time. I don't think people are doing that then.
Well, yeah, we were doing like Jack Purcell's. You'd wear.
Oh, we wouldn't do that.
With like the longer dresses, but this was a cocktail one. So I had to put my white rocket dogs on because it's classy.
Classy.
Classy. You know, I don't even think I had a pedicure. No, I messed up.
No, yeah. And you got like fake nails for the prom. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I had like acrylics French and manicure.
A spray tan. Yeah, and a spray tan.
No, we were bad. Real we were tans. Doing, yeah. we were going to $3 beds. Tan. It was literally and called $3 tan.
I had a honey. I had the Playboy.
Mary, Playboy we put the Playboy sticker on. Yes, yeah. Of course. Or then there was also a heart that had a heart in the middle. And so you peel the middle one off. So you just have the outline of the heart. God.
Tattoo tan art.
Sick. But I can remember and I run in and the $3 tan was intestine. We were in Irvine. So like you'd have to like drive city lines to get to the $3 tan.
Right. But it was $3 for 20 minutes.
$3 for 20 minutes. Exactly. And you get a burn and you're like, it'll go away tomorrow. I'll be back. Should I book my appointment now?
I feel like we did. It was $19.99. It was for like a month.
Oh
like,
yeah.
And you got like the 1 month special leading up to prom.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. Now
you go in for 7 minutes the first time and couldn't go in for 3 days.
Yes. Yeah. They got the like high touch beds. Where it was like the totally. Time was like, you couldn't go longer than 7 minutes. And I'd be like, four, please. I make my ass. Yes. Oh, red. But remember you'd have the non-tan part on.
I would wear a thong. Oh, no. I'd wear a thong.
No.
And sometimes get the thong burn.
Oh
yeah.
Yeah. That's rough.
It was not a good look.
It was
uneven.
Yes. Remember you'd have on your butt, you'd have the white circle that didn't get tan because of the way that your butt like laid on the bed.
Oh, to be back in 2004.
Just like we really missed. Now I'd like not even know where to go for a tanning bed.
Time to be alive.
Spray tans for life.
Yes.
Well, all right.
On that note, Jersey was fun. They definitely were using tanning beds as well. It always comes full circle. And guys, you can book us on Patreon. You can book us on Cameo
for
a birthday shout out, a well wish. Or don't forget to support us on our Patreon. We're having so much fun over there. We are just in Miami. We're going to do a Playboy, the Playmate, the Hugh Hefner one next.
Secrets of Playboy. I think we could do a Paris in Love. I got into it over the weekend.
It's good.
I'm going to finish it tonight. I'm going to watch some of the wedding, with my with my mom, my best friend.
Fun, cute. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. You girls enjoy.
Okay. And you have, you know what, Mary, you have a great night. Go have some honey and some tea.
I'm having my throat coat right now. So
a throat coat. I love.
Yeah. All right. Bye guys.
Bye.
You know, Courtney and I are always on a health journey. We're always trying to lose weight. And we recently started Noom, and it is a personalized plan that meets individual needs. They take into account medical issues. They take into account dietary restrictions. They take into account the psychology behind losing weight and the biology, meeting you where you're at. So they have an app, and you can go onto the Noom app and you can share, like, they have coaching, they have recipe ideas, you input your food, but it really helps me stop mindlessly eating. So it is very sustainable, and it is not a restrictive weight loss program. Because, you know, I like my chocolate. I love my popcorn. I like my wine. And guess what? With Noom, they take that into account. We're not going to be like never having to treat again, right? I love that it is psychology and biology based. So Noom uses psychology. That's why they say losing weight starts with your brain. But it also takes into account, you know, the biological factors, which also affect weight loss. And the program helps you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have cravings. I am such a craving girl. To date, Noom has helped more than 5.2 million people lose weight. And the program's totally flexible. Noom's flexible program is focused on progress instead of perfection, which is that's what I need, because sometimes you have a couple setbacks and that's okay. It's not about perfection. It's about creating healthy habits. And Noom's approach is grounded in science. They've published more than 30 peer-reviewed scientific articles describing their methods and effectiveness. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. You can sign up for a trial today at Noom.com and check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living, available to buy now wherever books are sold. So guys, check out Noom.com today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.